Good evening. However, you listen to this podcast, whenever you listen to this podcast, it's Mike and Wu on August the 7th, 2020. And Wu, do you want to shout out any of your endorsements and your sponsors today?
Yes, this podcast is brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness. They are open, they are cleaning, they are practicing social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really awesome. It's actually amazing what these gyms are doing, not just locally at Orange Theory, but nationally, going above and beyond, like CDC, checkpoint, cleanliness.
Right.
Not reusing weights.
No.
Instructors are wearing masks. It's just nice because that's like the one bit of normalcy that we're kind of getting back a little bit amidst the coronavirus. So shout out to Orange Theory Fitness.
There you go. There you go. And I also would like to shout out my main man, Dr. Ashby, Ashby Orthodontics. He's a terrific dude. I went and saw him yesterday. Going to get a little bit more action done on the bottom part of my teeth here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know they look really good. There's just this one tooth. I think he named it Frank. He would like to really kind of work with a little bit more. But I think he likes having me around. And my daughter Marie goes there. And pretty soon, my daughter Claire is going to go there as well.
Wow.
It's a family affair with Dr. Ashby, the greatest and best. I love that guy so much. What a terrific dude. What a terrific orthodontist. Okay. Dr. Ashby, AshbyOrthodontics.com. It's the podcast for August 7th, 2020. Thank you for being with us. We love you. We love you.
Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Michael Powers, present. Mary Catherine Woo Woo.
Here.
Everybody else, good morning.
Oh, Friday.
Good morning. Hello.
It's a weird sky outside today. It's like dark.
Yeah.
Normally it's brighter when I wake up and drive in.
Yeah.
And I see the sunrise.
You like that sunrise, huh?
I like the sunrise and I like that the sun is usually out. I mean, I think we're going to have some wicked weather again this weekend.
Did you get caught in that yesterday?
Yesterday was a hot mess.
Got caught in it yesterday. We were driving around, the kids and I, at stop by, see my man, Dr. Ashby, Ashby Orthodontics. Took the kids to Famous Uncle Al's in Greenbrier.
Oh, yum.
Delicious. And then we're driving back, and we got caught in just the sky falling.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, right in the thick of it. So we put together a really kick-ass playlist with the song with the word rain.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So we were because we were driving over to my mom's house, and you know, a lot of traffic. Everybody's driving really slow. So Marie took the phone and we just started playing some really great songs with rain in it.
Anything
good? Oh, have you ever seen the rain?
Oh yeah.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh, that's good.
Purple rain.
Yeah.
Set fire to the rain.
Ooh.
I love the rainy nights. It's an old disco song. Another Rainy Night Without You. It's an old Queensryche song. Hair metal, rock, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What else was in there? Rain on Me somehow made it in, I believe. The other Lady Gaga song. What else?
Yeah, it was a downpour.
Yeah.
I didn't get stuck in it. I was inside my house ironing. Ironing.
Could get creative with it. Drops of Jupiter. I don't know what you like. You are ironing, huh?
I was ironing.
Do you do all your ironing in one fell swoop?
One fell swoop.
Interesting.
Yep.
I only iron to touch.
Oh, really?
Iron to touch.
No, I iron, like I collect a whole bunch of shirts or dresses or things that need to be ironed and they pile up and then I just bite the bullet and do it.
I've tried that before.
Mm-hmm.
The iron for a week, iron for a month.
Yeah.
And I only wear one of the things I've ironed and the other stuff just goes back in the closet and gets squished all together.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big closet.
Yeah.
And then it needs to be ironed again. It's pointless.
Ironing.
It's pointless ironing. And right now, ironing, I mean, what am I going to iron? Sweatshorts and t-shirts?
Ironing.
And hats?
It makes me feel like a 1950s housewife whenever I'm ironing.
Yeah, huh? You got a couple of TV dinners in the microwave,
exactly,
too,
that's
while you're
what
at
I feel
it?
Like.
A couple of Swansons?
Uh-huh.
Swanson TV dinners?
I feel like my husband's going to come home and be like, hello, wife. And I'll be like, hello, husband, I ironed your shirts today.
You know, that would set you back so far.
It would.
Actually, it would set everybody back so far. Haven't you fought the last few years to get away from something?
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
To have this independent status. But, you know, somebody's got to do the ironing. Like in my house, I'll iron, I'll cook, I'll do the laundry. We kind of split it up, you know, that sort of thing. But I've become the main chef in the house.
Oh, really?
I fold the laundry. Yeah. Especially when my wife, well, she's a teacher, but, you know, who knows. But when she's at work, if that ever happens again, I do all that stuff.
Wow.
I leave here. I go home. I put my my little bonnet on and my little house dress. And I get to work.
I made a charcuterie last night. Did you see that picture?
I just shared your charcuterie on my Instagram. You know I love a chacoot. Gets me every time.
I'm really good at chacooting.
That's a nice chacoot board you have.
Yeah, thank
you. I must say. I want to pull up the picture, but I can't because I'm working stuff
on my
phone.
Y'all can go to my Instagram. It's at woowoo_949. It's in my Insta story.
It's beautiful. It's right out of like Sonoma or something.
It's really good. So a girl that I grew up babysitting lives across the street from me. Lexi. Hi, Lexi. Good morning.
So she's grown up now? And
she's grown up, but I used to babysit her back in the day,
uh-huh.
And she's moved back here, so we had her over last night to, like, welcome her back to town.
Oh, nice.
Because she a doctor.
How old is she?
32.
Get the hell out. That's got to feel good.
32. She's a general surgeon.
That's got to feel good for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It does?
She's smart as a whip.
Oh, that makes you happy?
I'm proud of her.
Yeah, you should be.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that great? The girl
Super
that you grew up babysitting is now living across the street from you. She got her own house, got her own cause, work hard, real hard. She a bad broad and a doctor.
And a doctor.
Damn.
I know.
I love to see my friends become successful, but it also goes like, oh, Jesus, what am I doing?
I know.
You know? Yeah, just that. I mean, but it's for a second, but I'm really happy. That's good, man.
Just blows my mind what they do day to day. Like their job compared to
everybody else's.
This.
Man, what the hell are we
and
doing?
And they were like, Dan and Lexi last night were like, what you do is difficult. And I was like,
sure.
Yeah. It's really hard.
To some.
Yeah, but see, so that's my chacoot last night. I made the chacoot for Lexi.
That's beautiful. So a chacoot and a little ketchup last night. That sounds like a nice evening, man.
It was good.
Really, really nice evening. I got to tell you about my night. I want to do it next because I want to stay on time today. Got a lot of stuff to get to. It's Friday. My daughter, Marie, and my wife watched a classic last night. A classic.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's one of the most popular movies ever amongst the female population.
Ooh.
Okay? And my wife was scrolling through Netflix, and she's like, oh, Marie, do you want to watch this movie?
Mm-hmm.
And Marie's like, I don't want to watch that, Mom. I'm just not into it. So she says, just give it a couple of minutes. So it was about 5 minutes in, and I walk in, and I was like, oh, Marie, what do you think? And she's like, I'm just not into it yet. I'll tell the rest of the story later.
Okay.
But then,
cliffhanger.
All right. I'll tell the rest. It's so good. If you're a girl, don't go anywhere. This is awesome. If you're a boy, don't go anywhere either. Okay?
But if you're a girl, really, don't move.
Nobody move. Why would you move? It's the most riveting thing you're going to run into today.
Okay.
This girl and this guy, Woo Woo and Michael. Michael and Woo Woo.
Paging Dr. Powers.
Yes.
Paging Dr. Powers.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere.
Nobody leave.
Okay.
All right. We're going to come back and we're going to tell this story.
Woohoo.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
On the point. Yeah.
No radio at work?
What?
We've got you covered. Listen on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
Okay. That's better.
On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
Pointradio.com, MikeJones.com.
Song, and I got a lump
social media, we have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show.
Waking up to seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Happy Friday to everybody. Woo! 6:43 in the morning. Michael Powers, Mary Catherine Woo Woo, hanging with you. So last night, I go downstairs and my wife and my daughter Marie are hanging on the couch and they were watching the end of one of Marie's shows that she's binging, okay? And then my wife asks her, do you want to watch a movie, Marie?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, sure. So they start going through like romantic comedies, you know, girl type movies.
Can I tell you, that's one of the most difficult things I found during this pandemic is like the scrolling through of what to watch.
The scroll, because, you know, everybody's highly sensitive. Mm-hmm. So you pick the wrong thing, it could set you off in the wrong direction. Right, right. So last night, my wife is scrolling and I'm in the kitchen. OK, so I'm like kind of hearing everything that's going on in the living room. And my wife goes, ooh, Marie, let's watch this. And I was like, what's this? And you and I have talked about it on this show. And a lot of people, a lot of our listeners have tried to get you to watch it and you never have. Let's watch The Notebook.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
You lost me.
Oh, boy. Well, Marie, at first, who is 15 years old, okay, my beautiful daughter, Marie, is sitting there going, Mom, I don't think I want to watch The Notebook. I don't know if I'm into it. I kind of want to watch something funny or whatever else. She goes, Marie, it's such a great movie. We should watch it. I know you'll love it. And I didn't say it. I just stayed out of it, okay?
Yeah.
So my wife just turns it on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Marie is sitting there, and after about 5 minutes, I walk in, and I see Marie's face, and she's got this, like, blank look. She's like, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not into it. And it looked like they were getting ready to have that mother-daughter, teenage daughter-mom fight thing, okay? And I was like, okay, I'm going upstairs. So I go upstairs for the better part of about an hour 15 minutes. I don't know. I don't know how long the movie is, okay? I end up coming downstairs, and they are both on the couch. They're a little bit closer. And Marie is sitting there with her, like, legs in a blanket, kind of curled up and holding a pillow. And it's the scene, I know you've never seen the movie, but it's the scene at the end where he's reading her The Notebook. And she finally remembers him for a second. And my daughter bursts into tears.
Oh, wow.
Like you wouldn't, I mean, just
sobbing.
Uncontrollably sobbing.
Wow.
And I was like, my wife's kind of tearing up, but she's seen it, you know? So I don't know what to do. I'm just like, oh, Jesus.
I'd go back upstairs.
No, no, no. I walked over to the couch. I sat in between them, and I said, if any of you guys need me, I'm here. And Marie kind of leans on me, and she turns to her mother and says, I hate you for making me watch this movie.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. And then so I watched the rest of the movie with him, and there's a couple more scenes. And she is just uncontrollably
losing her mind,
sobbing. And I'm going like, oh, and then at one point she's just in my arms. I'm just holding her.
Wow.
Like she's like 6-year-old Marie again. Aww. I loved it. I was like, oh, please. And she's like, all right, I'm done, Dad. I was like, oh, no, don't leave. Please, don't
leave. Wow. Yeah, still, I have no desire to watch that movie.
Woo. I mean, I've seen most of the movie in bits, you know? Like, it's really sad. Really sad. But I start crying because she's crying.
Oh, boy.
And my wife's kind of tearing up, and I probably should go hug her, but I was like, I probably hugged her already for this movie.
She's fine.
I gotta concentrate on this one over here, this little one who's never really experienced The Notebook or those kind of movies. And I'm thinking to myself, then I start scrolling once everybody gets up, and I'm like, I gotta find more movies like this to have these really meaningful moments with my kids.
You gotta come up with a list.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, the saddest movies. But she was just melting.
Aww. A little puddle.
Little puddle in my arms. She's probably going to kill me for talking about it.
That's okay. She's not awake yet.
No, no, no. But it was intense.
Wow.
When was the last time you watched a movie like that and just let it out?
Well, that's a good question.
Mm.
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. I remember talking about this with you. I think it was last year.
Yeah.
We were discussing it, and everyone was suggesting movies that we should watch. And the movie that I mentioned was a real, like, weird one. And now I'm recalling it. Remember I mentioned the movie Click?
Yes.
You've seen that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really sad
movie. Yeah, that's...
Funny, goofy,
but sad.
But sad, you know?
I gotta think now for a minute, because I need to have a low-key night tonight. So I need, like, a good movie to watch.
Oh, you should turn that notebook on.
I'm not watching The Notebook.
Why not?
There's no amount of... I just don't want that sap. Like, I don't...
You need a little sap.
I don't know.
Softens you up a little bit. Puts you in a good place.
Yeah, but so does Pretty Woman.
Yeah, but you already know Pretty Woman, and you know, you got the whole prostitute thing down already, so I'm thinking, let's soften you up a little bit tonight.
Okay, if anybody has any suggestions, leave them on our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's a good soft movie to watch tonight?
A soft movie, but you don't want to sob, right? You want maybe
a light cry.
A light tear. A light cry. You don't want to have to go to the shower away from everybody to let it all out.
Man. Yeah.
Intense.
A light cry.
Intense. And for those of you moms and dads having a really hard time trying to, like, connect with your teenage daughter, or, you know, they're being a little rough and they're a little gruff with you, just turn The Notebook on. They'll melt right in your arms again like they were five. Oh, it's beautiful.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo, 94.9 The Point. Com app. Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning.
I really like it.
On 94.9 The Point.
If you could do us a favor, maybe head on over to either Facebook.com/pointradio. Give us a like. Maybe check out the show live, or give us a follow on Instagram at 949 The Point. Maybe even head over to pointradio.com and check out the Mike and Woo Woo podcast if you want to hear the complete show in about 50 minutes.
My neighbor last night, Michael, was wanting me to pull up the podcast for him last night so he could listen to my mom's phone call from yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so.
I got more phone calls about phone call yesterday.
Peggy.
That was a classic moment, and we'll just move on from it. But you can go check out the podcast for yourself. I think it's like the very last thing we did on the show yesterday, or second to last thing, probably about 35 minutes into the show. Peggy was on fire yesterday.
Peggy.
That's all I want to say. Hey, did you see, you know that guy Justin Hartley from This Is Us? He plays the Manny.
Yeah, he's very attractive.
He's a good-looking guy. Yeah, he's a great body, beautiful face. He's got one of those, you know, stone faces.
Chiseled.
A chiseled man. Well, a lot of people really, really like him, and his character is very, very soft and likable as well. But in real life, what we're learning about a lot of celebrities lately, he's not good.
Oh, no.
He's not good. Okay, This Is Us star ended his marriage with a text. Here's his wife on a show called Selling Sunset. It's a reality show.
Yeah, Chrishell Stouse. She stars on the show. She was married to Justin Hartley for 2 years.
Right, and this show is, I guess it's hosted by Mary Fitzgerald, or that's her co-worker. I don't know. She just talks about it on this show. Here, listen to this.
How did you find out? Did he, like, just come talk to you out of the blue, or what?
I found out because he texted me that we were filed.
He texted you?
Yikes. 45 minutes later, the world knew. I know people are saying, like, we were only married 2 years, but it's like, we were together for 6 years. In a fight, like, that's his go-to. You know, like, I'm out.
Wow.
I know. There's a lot of things that you shouldn't text.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, you don't text that.
You don't text, hey, I filed for divorce.
Hey, you know, dad's dead, mom's dead. You know, you don't text that stuff.
You got to pick up the phone and
call. I mean, you know, I'm getting a divorce. We're leaving. We're broken up. I hate you.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever it is.
You know what?
Anything that could be misconstrued or is bad news, you gotta make the phone call.
I think I was broken up via text by a friend.
What do you mean?
Remember how I went through that
right. A best friend,
my
right?
My best friend. She was my maid of honor at my wedding.
She broke up with you over text.
We had multiple conversations on the phone and then dumped me over a text.
Wow. But well, I imagine that's how it went. They probably had multiple conversations.
But you
and
know
then
what?
Next
I feel like things like that happen. But why, you know, like, of course it's upsetting for Chrishell for this girl, yeah, for Justin Hartley to text her that they're getting a divorce. I wouldn't want to be with somebody like that anyway.
Exactly.
If that's the way that person communicates and operates,
mm-hmm,
he did you a favor.
It's almost a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
You know, I did a thing on the Edgar Cayce page with Kathy the other night, mm-hmm, and we were talking about, you know, like these massive problems and stuff.
Yeah.
And to look at them as opportunities,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to problems.
Yeah.
And this could be a great opportunity for her. The only thing that gets me, and I know it's a part of Hollywood and it's a part of the dance and it's a part of the whole thing, and when you're in the public eye, people are curious, they want to, yeah, know, but like to just put it out there to the public, you know?
It's what do you
hard.
Mean to put what out
well,
there?
Like, oh, he broke up with me over text, and with the dramatic music in the background. And the whole thing, you know?
It's a little over the top, but that's reality TV. I've never seen the show. I've had somebody tell me that it's like highly addictive and I should binge watch it.
Oh, really?
But I've never seen it.
What's the gist of the show?
Selling Sunset. It's about a whole bunch of real estate agents in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, selling Sunset, you know, Sunset Boulevard, like houses.
What's that have to do with selling Sunset? I guess the house? They're selling the house?
Well, no. Chrishell is a real estate agent.
She is.
And she's on the show.
Oh.
And so, you know, it's kind of like, it's just reality TV. So they're talking about their lives and...
Okay,
I guess
sorry.
If you watch the show, she openly talked about her husband and now she's got to openly talk about why her husband isn't in the picture.
All right, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
They didn't need the music. I mean, the music's a bit much.
Let me hear it one more time.
No. I don't want to. It's uncomfortable.
How did you find out? Did he, like, just come talk to you out of the blue or what? I found out because he texted me that we were filed.
Jesus.
He texted you? 45 minutes later, the world knew.
That
I know people
sucks.
Are saying, like, we were only married 2 years, but it's like we were together for six years.
Ooh.
In a fight, like, that's his go-to. You know, like, I'm out.
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be with somebody like he did. You're good, Chrishell. You're good.
You know what he is? Shellfish.
Yeah. He's a man baby. What type of man texts are filed for divorce?
By the way, that's what they would call him on this show. I remember because I watched the first season. It was like a man baby because he was like the manny.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
He's a man baby.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's really like that. Who knows?
If you're with somebody who dumps you via text, you don't need to be with that kind
right.
of person in the first place.
Again, death, divorce, any kind of breakup, any kind of the end of something.
Yeah.
A television show, same thing. It all goes. Like imagine, it's like the equivalent of getting, you just binge watched a whole show and then somebody tells you the ending.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
It's rude.
It's like that.
It's rude.
It's terrible. You just do it. There's just some things you don't text. Be mindful of your text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sometimes you got to learn the hard way.
Oh, that sucks.
It does suck. All right. 7:02 coming back with 94 seconds of news. Lots of stuff in the news today. I have no idea what Woo Woo's going to put in it, if it's going to be light, if it's going to be heavy, if it's going to be just right.
Let me just tell you, I'm going to take you to a new spot in the world today that you have never heard of.
A new spot that we've
I'm going to bring you on a trip. So pack your bags, y'all. We're going somewhere.
Did Buck Doctor find this spot?
Yeah.
I mean, on you? That all of a sudden you're all excited to tell everybody about?
I mean, he found a spot, but it's not this one.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9. The Point.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9. The Point.
Here's Woo Woo at 7:18.
Yeah, good morning and happy Friday. Point forecast today, high of 87. Gonna see some severe thunderstorms, though, just like yesterday. So have that umbrella handy.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me feel more adult than when I have an umbrella.
Yeah?
You know, like when I'm like, I reach into the back and, oh, there's my totes umbrella.
Your little umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about buying one the other day, actually, because, mm-hmm. you know, the rain and stuff.
Yeah.
I've gone this long. You know what I mean? But I get what you're saying.
Time to grow up, Mike.
Yeah, you're right.
Umbrellas. Make you feel grown up.
Yeah.
I was going to say umbrellas, making America mature again.
Sure. Oh, you have a Trump story?
I do. I have a really good Trump story. Okay, so yesterday it was the Yosemites. You know, he mispronounced the word Yosemite.
Yosemites,
which is fine. Like, we all mispronounce words. I'm not picking on the president,
He mispronounces a lot of words.
He mispronounces
though.
A lot of words.
It's funny.
And yesterday he mispronounced a faraway land that we're all going to go to.
Okay.
Take a listen.
All right.
In 2017, your foreign competitors moved their factories to prevent a level playing field, shifting production to Thailand. and to Vietnam, Thailand and Vietnam, two places that I like their leaders very much.
I like their leaders very much.
Thailand!
Thailand!
You guys, he called it Thailand.
No.
In 2017, your foreign competitors moved their factories to prevent a level playing field, shifting production to Thailand and to Vietnam. Thailand and Vietnam, two places that I like their leaders very much.
I gotta tell you, that sounds like a very nice place. I'm a big fan of thighs. Take me to Thailand. Woo-woo, book me a first-class ticket to Thailand.
One way.
I want to go. Thailand? Never had any interest. Thailand.
Yes.
Give it to me.
Oh, man.
Thailand? This is like a day after the Yosemites thing. Yes.
Yeah. When young Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon, when they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias, their love of country grows stronger.
I love it.
I can't with this guy.
It's great.
Okay, let's move on.
I can't.
Let's move on. Let's talk about the Georgia student.
Remember when he couldn't pronounce COVID either?
No, I don't remember that.
Hang on a second. Let me get that for you.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you don't? Oh, all right. Well, I'll find it later. All right.
He mispronounced COVID?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm trying to get it right now.
Oh, okay.
Defeat the...
Oh, hang on. Here you go.
Defeat the coronavirus, the coronavirus surgical gowns. Surgical gowns. We have no contingency plan. Administer convalescent plasma and cefahide. So that's 1,870,000,000 tests.
1,870,000,000. So great. I love it. I love it so much. And by the way, I know everybody everybody gets bent out of shape, but this isn't political. This is just funny.
This is funny. Oh, God.
I want to go to Yosemites. You made Yosemite sound like a cult.
Uh-huh.
The Yosemites are coming. Oh, no. Have you guys seen the new Yosemites cult?
And now Thailand.
Now, I tell you what, though. I'm a little excited for this Thailand. Sounds really hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Thailand. We're going to go to Thailand.
Kids, pack your bags. We're going on spring break. Mom, where are we going? Thailand.
MTV spring break in Thailand.
Dan's been to Thailand before. I feel like he's gotten gypped.
Yeah, I got to tell you, he's got to go to that alternate universe.
Thailand.
Where Thailand lives.
Dan, you went to the wrong Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand. Boring. Thailand, though. Exciting. I'm
pretty sure he went to Thailand last night.
Hey, baby, get on in here and let's go to Thailand. Let me take you to Thailand. Thailand!
Please play it one more time for me. Please.
I don't want to wear it out, though.
Again, this is not political. This is just funny.
I don't care. I'm sick of defending myself for people. Everybody should know it's funny. It is funny.
In 2017... Your foreign competitors moved their factories to prevent a level playing field, shifting production to Thailand and to Vietnam. Thailand and Vietnam.
I love too when he mispronounces stuff. He gets real sing-songy.
Oh,
you notice
gosh.
That? Our competitors moved their factories to Thailand because he's really assertive. And Vietnam, Thailand, and Vietnam. He turns into like a 1950s crooner. Vietnam.
Oh, well, I had two more stories for you, but we're out of time.
Are we?
Yeah,
damn.
We're out of time.
What are they?
The student in Atlanta that took that photo of the Georgia hallway crowded.
Let's talk about that next.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about that next.
And then I had a TikTok story, Forbes highest earning TikTok stars.
You're going to be 37 years old. No need to tell me the TikTok story, okay?
I was just going to say, for parents who have kids who TikTok and you're annoyed with them, maybe you should let them TikTok because Charli D'Amelio made $4 million last year.
That's Charli D'Amelio.
And she's 16,
okay.
And she's got 76.9 million followers.
So you know what you do? You tell your kids, I'll let you stay on TikTok if you get a little more damn creative and start making some money, kid.
First video. Mom, I'm going to take them to Thailand.
All right, it's The Point, Mike and Wu in the morning. Good morning.
can't write one song. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over right. You come over, you come over, you come over right. If the world was ending, you come over right.
Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
Man, we have way too much fun. Way too much fun. 7:31. We got to get this in real quick. Go to commercials, come back. Broadcasting live from Thailand. It's Mike and Woo in the Morning. What's up?
We had a comment on our Thailand conversation earlier because the president mispronounced Thailand. He called it Thailand. Ed commented on our Facebook page. Ed said, is the capital of Thailand still Bangkok? Good one, Ed. Good one.
Yeah, very simple, right, direct, to the point.
Gosh.
I love it. Yes, broadcasting live from Thailand. It's Mike and Will in the Morning. What's going on with this suspension of this high school student?
Okay, real quick. So you might have seen this viral video. It shows students in a Georgia high school crowded in hallways, no masks.
They're already back at high school there?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
This is North Paulding High School in Dallas, Georgia. A sophomore by the name of Hannah Waters took the photo, shared it, and went viral. Her parents were concerned about her safety. Now, she was masked up and everything, but the school suspended her.
Ooh.
Suspended her. They said she was suspended because she violated three conduct policies: using her phone during instruction, using her phone during school hours, and filming students and posting it on a social media platform.
Yeah.
She actually said students who are in 9th through 12th grade are exempt from the phone ban. She's allowed to have her phone. She said she did break the policy by posting images of students to social media.
Yeah.
But she didn't post the photo until after she got home. It's crazy, but she's been suspended.
Okay, but let's look at it like this. Let's say there was an incident inside the school, okay, that put people's lives in jeopardy. I mean, this has happened how many times before? A million times. And she took her phone out to take a picture of the suspect.
Yeah.
Would the school suspend her? Absolutely not. They would commend her and say, that was smart. We got a picture. We can identify the person that's putting you in danger. Well, the problem is with this one, the school itself is putting the kids in danger with no real plan.
Her parents support her fully, and Hannah released a statement. She'd say, quote, I'd like to say this is some good and necessary trouble. My biggest concern is not only about me being safe, it's about everyone being safe, because behind every teacher, student, and staff member, there is a family, there are friends, and I would just want to keep everyone safe.
I wish I had a picture to put up on our Facebook live feed, but you can easily just you can Google it if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, it looks like a normal busy high school hallway.
Yeah.
There's no social distance. There's no, I mean, I don't know. It's not, you can't suspend the girl for this. Oh. She's just looking out for people. That's
suspended.
What she's doing. And by them suspending her, the school's saying that, you know,
of course the superintendent
is more important.
Superintendent came forward and said that the photo was taken out of context.
What? There's no photoshopping in it. It's just kids in a hallway. Yeah. That's what it is.
Wow. Mm. Your daughter is going back to school, Claire, right? Your 9-year-old?
As of right now. I mean, who knows? You know, again, like, what's happening, like, in Virginia Beach, I think, is they're going on, like, a trial, like, a 14 days by, you know, and then every 14 days. And I don't know. The school calls every day with something different.
The
robocalls. Yeah, the robocalls. Every day. Every day they want to. But, you know, good. They're keeping us somewhat informed. And everybody just do your best. But I don't think that's doing your best.
No.
I think that's phoning it in. If you, by taking a look at that picture,
yeah,
you know, that's phoning it in. That's saying, that's being lazy. You want to send kids back to school. You think it's the right thing to do. You think they need it. Whatever. Great. Send them back. I'm not trying to make it a political issue. But in the midst of everything going on, there are teachers there, again, who are older. Immune system not as strong as the kids. Got to do the right thing. You got to figure something out.
Yeah.
That's not figuring it out. That's throwing caution to the wind. You know where they don't do that? Thailand.
They don't.
There's no coronavirus in Thailand.
No coronavirus there.
Thailand is just the sexiest, most beautiful place on earth. And I can't wait to go to Thailand.
You know what? Instead of going to commercial break, let's go to Thailand. We'll see y'all later.
Yeah. Well, actually, you'll be listening to commercials. Woo and I will be jumping a plane to beautiful Thailand. So we'll see you guys later. Have a great time. Keep fighting about masks and coronavirus while we're having fun. Knee deep in some thighs, baby. Yeah. Goodbye.
Hear us all around the world on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
The radio.com app.
Radio.com.
On Google Home.
Alexa.
Sonos.
Online at pointradio.com.
Or wherever you stream music. Waking up the seven cities and beyond.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
4.9.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
Good morning. It's Mike and Woo in the morning. Some pretty sad news out of Las Vegas. This is sad. I'm just gonna play you the news report out of Vegas, okay? Here it is.
Caesars properties could look very...
Hang on.
Caesars properties could look very different when finally emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the changes that could include never bringing buffets back. I feel like some of you just groaned. Executive said that possibility comes as the company reduces areas of business that do not turn a profit. This quarter, Caesars reporting an 80% drop in profits compared to the same time frame in 2019.
Yeah, you can't give away stuff for free when you're not making any money. They're usually making money hand over fist in Vegas. So to give away things like a free buffet is nothing because it keeps people happy, keeps people fed, keeps people energized, and it keeps people gambling. That's why they gave away drinks. If you're gambling, they give you drinks to keep you drunk, to keep you, spending your hard-earned money or, the kids' college fund, whatever it is. So all that stuff could be going away, which is very, very sad.
Okay, two things. So I'm not really a Vegas person.
What?
I've gone a handful of times and I've had a ton of fun, but I feel like, and I'm sure a lot of you can agree that like 2 days in Las Vegas, you're like, I got to go home. We got to go. It's exhausting. Vegas drains me.
It's very, very draining because you push yourself really hard for a couple of days. And I haven't gone to Vegas in a really, really long time. And even when I used to go, I only used to go for poker tournaments.
Yeah.
Vegas and Atlantic City. I would go quite a bit. And
funny, I would go for kickball tournaments.
You would?
Yes, that's why we went out there.
That's a little bit different.
But no, we would go out there and
pleasure though.
I mean, it would be McCoy would be out there playing kickball, and so he would be at the field, and I would just be hanging out at the hotel pool, and then you come back and
you don't like gambling.
I mean, I enjoy it, but I don't have enough money to do it.
Yeah,
I loved the dining in Las Vegas, like the food, the shows, all of that. But I know there are some people who live and die by the buffet.
The buffet is pretty fantastic, and I'm gonna miss the free buffet because it was a great way to recharge. You know what I'm saying?
Now, see, I never knew that buffets were free. I always paid. Like, I went to the Wynn.
Well, if you're gambling, they'll give you a free buffet. They'll give you the buffet. Like, you know what it is? I used to play a lot of poker. I mean, a lot of poker. So I would go there, and you would just eat.
But see, for me, when I would go to Las Vegas, we would pay for the buffet. So it would be, $49.99, all you can eat.
Yeah.
And I would always struggle with that because I'm like, that's just too much food. Nobody can eat $50 worth of buffet food.
And then what you do is you try to eat your weight in food because you've paid so much money for the all-inclusive buffet. But when you do go to a buffet, and I mean, I'm talking any buffet, okay? Like Golden Corral, you can go there. You do tend to eat things you don't normally eat. Like you'll jump into the fudge fountain. Maybe you'll have a stack of mashed potatoes and French fries. The combinations that you put on your plate are downright ridiculous. And then there's this guilt that like, I can't believe I'm leaving this sitting here, but I just can't do anymore.
Gotta eat it.
Yeah. Want to hear a great buffet story?
Please.
Okay. So, and this isn't from Vegas though. This is from Atlantic City when Atlantic City was still Atlantic City. I'm at the Borgata. And I'm playing No Limit Hold'em in the poker room. It was my cousin's bachelor party. So we just got done bacheloring, and then we all go play poker. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? 2, 3 in the morning, maybe. I sit down, okay? And I'm just drunk and loud and annoying and killing the table. Like, I am just taking $300, $400 at a time.
Oh, boy.
It was intense, okay? And as I'm sitting at the table, though, I look around, and the guy goes, hey, why didn't we just stay home and play? three guys at the table who I would play in a normal at-home game with.
Yeah.
Didn't know they were in Vegas. I mean, Atlantic City. So we're now having the best time in the entire world.
Oh, my gosh.
Shots. Everybody's getting hammered.
Mm-hmm.
I think I won $3,400, okay?
Holy.
But really quick. Really, really quick, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm tipping and I'm getting drinks for people mm-hmm. and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Living it up.
So we get done and the whole bachelor party is like around the table now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, guys, let's go to breakfast at the buffet. You know, thinking like, I'm just going to go. It's going to be fun. We take everybody for breakfast. We go get mimosas. It's like, guys, I got it. $2,000 buffet bill.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You won $3,400 and
spent,
then spent...
Spent over $2,000, definitely over $2,000 on the buffet for
holy
everybody.
Holy crap.
Like, I just brought the whole bachelor party breakfast and then some of the guys that we were playing with.
Well, that's your last memory of a buffet because it's not going
to
happen again.
I didn't
come
home with anything, to be honest with you, of that money.
You came home with a stomach ache.
Great stories. Great stories, but they cost me. A great story sometimes costs you a lot of money.
It's sad to see the changes because of this coronavirus.
Yeah.
Bye-bye buffet.
I know. Crazy. I just think about like my loved ones who go to the buffet and they swear by it.
Oh, man.
And it's over now.
They come back with like a lobster and crab legs on the plate.
Oh, my God. The stupid chocolate fountain.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye buffets.
Bye-bye buffets. Tell you what, man, this coronavirus has taken a lot of things, but now this.
Aww.
Sorry to put a damper on your weekend, y'all. It's Mike and Woo on the Point.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo, 94.9, The Point. It's 94 seconds of news with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9, The Point.
News brief of the day. It's Woo Woo at 8:15.
Yeah, good morning and happy Friday. It is August 7th. We are now 11 days from my birthday in Kasha County.
11, I'm marking
11
it down.
Days.
Lost my pen.
Today is also International Beer Day, so do that
beer
with
thing.
What you want. Yeah. Beer thing. 87 degrees today for your high and rain, thunderstorms. It's going to be pretty much like yesterday all day today. Speaking of yesterday we brought to your attention, again, this is not political, this is just funny, because it's funny when people
stop defending us.
Mispronounce names. But yesterday, President Donald Trump mispronounced Yosemite.
Uh-huh.
Called it Yosemites.
Yeah.
And we brought that to your attention. Now, this morning, we're bringing to your attention another word that the president mispronounced yesterday. Take a listen, ladies and gentlemen, to Thailand.
In 2017... your foreign competitors moved their factories to prevent a level playing field, shifting production to Thailand and to Vietnam. Thailand and Vietnam, two places that I like their leaders very much.
Fantastic.
Just good stuff. It's just funny. Comedy gold.
We'd be laughing harder right now, but we laughed about it about an hour ago.
It was really funny. Just
fantastic.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what, Woo and I are trying to get the show moved to...
Thailand. Let's go.
Because the thigh is a very underrated body part. Not enough love for the thigh.
Okay.
Give me a little thigh.
You're a thigh man.
Every day and twice on Sunday.
Okay, good to know. Also this morning, that Georgia student who made that now picture go viral of the classroom, the hallway at school.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to get that out. A viral video showing students in Georgia not wearing masks. Not social distancing.
Right.
That student who is a sophomore at North Paulding High School in Dallas, Georgia, Hannah Waters, she's been suspended now.
Which is crazy. Again, if people are in danger, let's say something bad happens with inside the school there,
mm-hmm.
and you take a picture of the bad thing that's happening, isn't that helpful? I think that would be helpful.
She released a statement, the student who was suspended for that picture. She said, I'd like to say this is some good and necessary trouble.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
You know what? She should win a first-class trip to Thailand.
Maybe. This morning, Forbes has released their highest-earning TikTok stars. Now, I know the fate of TikTok lies in Microsoft's hands.
He signed a bill yesterday, Trump, in 54 days. If nobody buys it here, like Microsoft or whatever, it's banned from the United States.
But Forbes has released the highest earning TikTok stars. And this excludes celebrities. So, like, it doesn't include the Kardashians or any of those people. Mm-hmm. But a girl by the name of Addison Rae, she's 19 years old. She earned $5 million.
Good for her.
Between June of 2019 and June of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Second highest earning TikTok star, 16-year-old Charli D'Amelio.
Is that the one that did the Renegade dance?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
She has 76.9 million followers and made $4 million. Also on the list, Lauren Gray, Josh Richards, Spencer X, and hopefully one day Maggie Wood, because my 9-year-old TikTok's like a son of a gun.
All my favorite TikTokers are on there. Woo, thank you so much for giving me all that hot information.
I mean, TikTok, it's, you guys, hold on. Everyone stop right now. Okay. In your cars, if you're listening.
Stop.
The mukbangers and the girl who eats the carrots with the mustard. I can't. My mind is blown.
I don't know.
I know you have no idea, but mukbang, I'm obsessed with mukbang videos and the girl who eats the carrots with the mustard.
Sounds like a weird fetish.
It's awesome. It's so good.
Yo, you guys hear about Woo, she's way into mukbanging. What? Yeah, there's a bunch of mukbang videos of Woo Woo.
Oh, God, the mukbang
right
videos.
Nuts.
The mukbang videos and the carrots with mustard.
It's its own category now.
Oh, God.
On those weird
websites. You
guys, websites.
Please tell me I'm not alone. Please tell me I'm not alone.
You're not alone, Woo Woo.
Hours will pass, and it's like, what have you done today? Oh, I just watched 62 mukbang videos and learned that dipping broccoli in mustard is delicious.
Mukbang videos.
Dude.
Ugh. All right, whatever you're into, man.
It's a whole rabbit hole.
Hey, you know what? You're into mukbanging. I'm into Thailand. So, hey, to each their own. That's what we say on the Mike Powers and Woo Woo Experience. To each their own. As long as nobody's getting hurt, keep on mukbanging, y'all.
It's too hard to sleep.
Mike and Woo in the morning.
Worse than Peggy.
94.9, The Point. It's Mike and Woo in the morning. Good morning to all. And what is keeping us happy during the pandemic? So many times, and, you know, we're just hearing about the negative.
I know.
Negative. Nothing but negative things, especially if you go on social media. But mm-hmm. there are little things that are keeping us happy, according to scientists and surveys. And do you want to hear about a couple of them?
Yeah, please share them with
me.
All
right, I'm going to name a couple of them for you. How about that morning cup of coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Does that do it for you?
Yes.
Look,
and
you lit
up.
You just lit up.
I lit
up. Look at that. A little bit of happiness there.
Butt Doctor has one of those coffee machine thingies,
mm-hmm.
and he's been trying to save me money, so he makes me a coffee every night, and then every morning before I go to work, it's sitting out ready for me. And I look forward to it.
Beautiful. How about this one? Having a little bit of time for ourselves, some time that we possibly did not have mm-hmm. before. How have you dealt with time by yourself?
I don't really care for it.
No, you don't like being by yourself.
Like, yesterday I ironed and I did a whole bunch of laundry and I vacuumed. And
that's not really time, though, with yourself. I mean, I guess it could be. What are you doing while you're doing that? Are you thinking about things?
Everything. Thinking about the world.
All right. Maybe that's not good for you.
Yeah.
All right. I'll move on from that one. Feeling the sun upon your face.
That's a nice feeling.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
That's good.
You like the sunrise mm-hmm. in the morning.
I do.
You should take it one step further. Get out there in between breaks. Feel that sun upon your face. Woo-woo. Feels good. How about this one? Sleeping in a bed that has just been made.
Oh, that's good.
You like a tightly made bed,
I
don't
like
you?
I like a very tight. Hospital corners. Hospital corners.
Hospital corners every day.
Every day, all day.
You never stray from the hospital corner.
Nope.
Interesting.
Tight. I like a tight made bed.
I like tight at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
loose at the top. Tight at the bottom so the feet don't get, you know, exposed.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Loose at the top.
Oh.
So when I'm gliding into bed at night,
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm running in slow motion. And then I jump, almost like a, you know, that guy that the pole vault thing where he jumps and he tries to land in the dirt.
Yeah.
Feet first.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do with the bed.
Oh, wow.
I jump and I go, boom, feet first.
And you're
and
there.
I slide right into right
Good
under
for
the covers. You want to know why?
Why?
A loose top. A loose top.
Okay.
Okay. And the number one thing, which this is fantastic, is seeing someone we love after being apart for a while.
Aww.
Who is the one person you can think of that you saw after being apart from for a while that you were so excited to see when they loosened restrictions? Don't give me everybody all at once, woo-woo. Don't give me everybody all at once.
I mean...
Okay, you know me. All right. You don't want to hurt feelings? What's happening here?
There's nobody really that did that for me.
All right, how about this? For me, for example, the first time my kids saw, it was actually, they saw Frankie D,
their
grandfather.
Stepdad.
Yeah, their grandfather. They were so excited. They couldn't hug him. But they saw him. Like, he came to the door, dropped something off for them. I think it was their Easter baskets or something. Yeah, it was really, really sweet. I mean, the same thing when they saw all their grandparents, but it was that first time. I just remember both my kids kind of standing at the door, and they just wanted to jump into his arms, but they couldn't. I thought that was the sweetest thing. You know, I was excited to see him too, don't get me wrong. But those things are really, really nice.
That's a cute little
list. Yeah, isn't that a nice little list? So there you go, everybody. Think about the little things in these tough pandemic-y times. It's Mike and Moo in the Morning on 94.9. The Point. You come up with anybody yet?
I'm still thinking.
It's okay. All right, what are you up to tonight? Anything exciting?
I am going to lay low and chill out. The kids come back to me today at 4.
Cool.
I have plans to pop some popcorn, watch a movie, chill out. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going down to North Carolina for work. And I have a call time of 6:30, so I have to go to bed early.
Are you filming a video tomorrow
with your
people?
Yes, with my people. We're filming.
Don't give me a little taste of that. I got to get in some of these.
You want to come down?
No, I don't want to come down. I mean, I want to get paid. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I want to see if they need a guy ever.
Okay.
A handsome, rugged, 40-something-year-old little tiny man.
I'll ask.
See if they need that. Because, you know, I could use a little extra work. I'm good at that stuff. It's all ad-libbing, right?
Yep.
They just say, like, talk about this, and you talk about it.
Yeah.
Easy. Give me something you got to talk about.
So we have to talk about, my girlfriend has these two properties called the Bee's Knees Getaways.
Sure.
So we're talking all about her vacation homes down in Nag's Head in North Carolina.
Oh, God, woo-woo. Yeah. There's nothing more sensual and romantic than the Bee's Knees Getaways. Is it romantic? Is it supposed to be?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I'll tell you what. I went down there once, and the lovemaking that I had was through the roof. I have never made love like this before.
What? No.
They don't want that?
No.
Oh.
You know, like, walk out onto the back porch and look at stunning views of the Atlantic Ocean.
Walk out onto that back porch where I made the best love of my life. And I'll tell you what, you can do it. You can look at the ocean. Just know that I was there. Is that good? Like, something like that?
We'll work on it.
All right. All right. Well, just, you know, again, I could sell it all. What do you want? Tell you what, I'll move those things for her. You let her know. You let her know if she needs me. All right. All right.
Katie, I've been replaced. Mike's your new host.
That's right. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes. Thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at Woo_949.